Here's your Wealth Health Pod Blog for Wednesday, July 1st, 2009. Today, I want to sell you something. In many obvious ways, this is different than usual for this pod blog and this site. We try to keep richandfulfilling.com a relatively pitch-free zone. Yes, we do give you access to programs that are inexpensive and can help you get control of your money before it takes control of your life, but this site isn't really about selling stuff to you. If you get my weekly emails, you know it's more about sharing what I've learned in the past week than anything. Since I'm a fiduciary financial advisor, I'm not hawking products in order to get a commission or anything like that either. But today, I do want to sell you something. And I really hope that you'll buy it, because it will benefit you greatly if you do. Indirectly, I'll also benefit, although in the interest of full disclosure, I'm not paid a commission, nor do I earn a bonus or affiliate fee if you buy today what I'm trying to sell. Still, I will benefit. So are you ready? Here it is. I want you to buy you. I want you to buy into the belief that when it comes to getting control over your money, making smart choices with your money every day, building wealth, with wealth being defined as in positive terms as possible for you, I want you to buy into the belief that when it comes to getting control over your money, you can do this. You have the capacity. You have the smarts. God gave you all the tools you need to excel at this. Not just do okay, but really enjoy success when it comes to your personal finances. So are you buying? You may be saying yes, but I'm not so certain that you're believing it. There's a reason I say this, and I'll get into that in a moment. But first, I want to explain why I believe so passionately about making this pitch. Nobody else is doing it. I was reading some articles yesterday written by a couple of the biggest gurus in personal finance, people like Susie Orman and Dave Ramsey. And what I began to notice is that all the personal finance media promotes a "you're an idiot without my system" approach. Blanket statements like, "This insurance product is always wrong," or "never buy this kind of mutual fund," or "everyone should always save X percent," are more about self-serving than they are about helping you. Your situation's different, and maybe the rule doesn't apply to you. Add to this the noise from the general media. The world's going to hell in a handbasket. We're all guilty of destroying this earth because we use fossil fuels. We're in this financial crisis, which really isn't as bad as many times in human history. It's just worse than we thought it was a year ago. Anyway, we're all in this financial crisis because we don't know how to manage our own finances. We need Obama. We need the rest of the yahoos in Washington to solve this problem. We can't do it ourselves. Baloney. No wonder everybody's in a funk. No wonder people are like Paul. That's not really his name, by the way. Paul, who I met with yesterday, who said to me flatly, "I'm scared to death." So the point of today's Wealth Health Pod Blog, and I might put this up on the main page of the website because I think it's so important. The point of today's Wealth Health Pod Blog is to sell you on the idea that you can do this. You don't need Susie Orman. You don't need Dave Ramsey and his program. You don't need your governor or your senator or Timothy Geithner or Ben Bernanke or anybody else in order to enjoy a rich and fulfilling life every day while making smart choices with your money. All you need is you. You need to believe in yourself first and have the tools necessary to make good choices. That starts with basic financial literacy, which is understanding how money works, what it can do and what it can't do. You don't have to be a full-time financial whiz or a certified financial planner practitioner like me, but you should understand the basics. In order to get to the grocery store, you need a few things. You need a car. It helps to understand the basics of how the car works. For example, gasoline in the tank helps. The tires need to be pumped up. It probably should be checked by a mechanic every few thousand miles to make sure it's working correctly. You need to know how to drive the car, including how to steer, brake, and accelerate. And don't forget the rules of the road, because you can wreak havoc by driving down the wrong lane. The same thing goes for personal finance. The car is your job, your business, or your investments, and all the other pieces of your financial picture puzzle. These should be reviewed by a professional financial mechanic from time to time to make sure that everything's working okay. It helps to understand the basics of how your personal financial situation works, and you should know how to drive the car. Finally, you need to know the rules of the road, the rules of the money game. Buying a lot of stuff you can't afford is equivalent of driving down the wrong lane in the road. It will wreak havoc. So today's Wealth Health Pod Blog tip of the day is to look at your life as you would a trip to a grocery store. Do you have a financial car? Is it in good shape? Does it need a tune-up? Do you know the basics of how your financial car works? Do you know how to drive it? Do you know the rules of the road? If your answer is yes, then believe in yourself. Quit listening to the garbage that tells you that you can't do this. You can. Not only that, it is your responsibility to do so.